This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Their favorite, I guess, until they're done. They're not done, but Ravens will look pretty done the last 2 weeks at home, and here to talk about that and more from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Childs Walker. Childs, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. And after the Ravens started 1-5, and we talked to you about this, here they are. They're 500 all of a sudden. Matter of fact, they're now 6-5. Here they are. They dug themselves out of the hole. Then they get their asses handed to them by Cincinnati on Thanksgiving, and all sorts of craziness happened on Sunday at home against the Steelers. So with Lamar apparently in tears, literally, after the loss to Pittsburgh, how does John Harbaugh regroup the troops? And at this stage, is it up to him to do it? Do they have to, from within, get it together a little bit as players?
Well, I mean, as you kind of just laid out, it has gotten late early. They basically can't lose this weekend, or I think it's probably close to over. I mean, we've been saying for more than a month now. I mean, what's really keeping them alive is the lack of quality in the division, and that's still the case. I mean, you know, it's not like you're assuming that Pittsburgh is going to close it out 4-0 or anything, but. This team has been sort of soul searching all season, and, you know, we are hearing the same things week after week about, you know, what we want to accomplish is still in front of us. You know, we still think we can be a complete football team, but I mean, it's all kind of ringing hollow at this point because they have not been able to find those answers, and they couldn't find enough of them again on Sunday. And I mean, John Harbaugh can say what he wants to say. And I mean, he can say, you know, we're just going to take it a week at a time. And, you know, we know the possibilities are still there for us. And I mean, that's true to a point. And I mean, I think he hasn't lost the team in the sense that they've stopped caring or playing hard. But the bottom line is they have not been able to find fundamental answers about what ails them as a team. And I mean, they're almost out of time.
I can help offensively. The two guards are killing them. You know, well, I mean, Childs, yeah, I watched the game again. You know, and there's a lot of yards that are left out on that field because of the two guards. And bottom line is they just don't sustain they don't move their feet. They stop their feet is the biggest problem.
Yeah, and I mean, I think if you pulled the fan base, that would be the consensus view that that's the biggest thing that ails them. And it's certainly true. I mean, their whole concept of the offensive line hasn't worked. I mean, actually, weirdly, I didn't think they played their worst game against the Steelers. I thought the run blocking was okay.
I'll show you a few clips.
Falele had a bad game as a pass blocker. No doubt about that. I mean, you know, I mean, he lost the cornerback coming in on the blitz. That was a big play in the game. But I mean, that they can't fix that at this point. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, you have what you have for the rest of the season. And I mean, is there a future with Emory Jones? Maybe, but I mean, their clear evaluation on that, and Harbaugh said it again on Monday, is that he right now has not played better than either Falele or Voorhees, and Voorhees is really the guy that he would replace anyway, probably, given that he's practiced mostly on that side. So, I mean, they've made that whatever mistake they made in roster construction, they've made it at this point. I mean, there's not any magic solution in the cupboard. I mean, it's just, you know, they're stuck with what they have. I mean, that's a problem for the offseason.
Childs, what do you think with Keaton Mitchell? I mean, because I showed Bob a clip, and we were talking about it because he saw it during the game too. When Keaton's running down that left sideline, there was a little hitch in his giddy up, you know, in his stride there, where something happened to his knee while he was running.
Yeah, I mean that definitely seemed to be where he got hurt. Now, I mean the word is optimistic on, you know, how he's doing. I mean, you know, he sort of signaled that immediately on social media, almost immediately after the game, and you know, Harbaugh gave an optimistic update on Monday, you know, said he's day to day. So I don't think it would be a shock if he was out there at practice today. I mean, so yeah, I think the vibes are good there. And I mean, that's an important thing, because I mean, him as a counterpoint to Henry has been one of the things that kind of has worked pretty well in recent weeks, where not a whole lot has gone right offensively. That's actually something that they have been able to tap into a little bit. So you hope that he hasn't, you know, had another setback, but right now it's sounding pretty good.
Now, Childs, I did like the fact that they had Lamar running. I mean, he carried it 7 times,
yeah,
but he looked good running, you know, and he looked like he had some bursts and explosives. I just think that they need more of that, and that's going to help that offensive line so much.
Oh, I agree with you, Vinny. I mean, to me, that's been aside from the offensive line, setting that aside for a moment, I think that's been the biggest thing that's been missing from their offense this year is that, I mean, that sort of that tractor beam effect that Lamar has had on the offense when he's been at his best in recent years just hasn't been there for most of this year. I think obviously he just didn't play 3 games and he's been banged up for most of the year. But I agree with you. I thought he definitely moved more dynamically on Sunday than we have seen him really since the beginning of the season. And if you are going to be optimistic about what they can do over the last 4 games, that's one of the best reasons to be optimistic. And I think he felt that as well. I mean, you know, as kind of frustrated and distraught as he was after the game, he did say that, you know, he felt good and he felt like he was moving well. And, you know, Harbaugh said that as well. I mean, I think everybody could sort of see that he looked the healthiest that he has since he came back from the injury. Now, I mean, there's still stuff to worry about there. I mean, his touch is, as a passer, it's just off right now. I mean, you know, the interception he threw, I don't think this was really a bad idea. I mean, you know, he saw Ali open down the field. You know, he figured I can get 15 yards instead of running for 5 or 6. I mean, that's a play he would have executed in 23 and 24, and he just didn't have the touch on the pass. And I mean, we've seen that again and again. I mean, he was leading receivers out of bounds on Sunday. I mean, he just wasn't precise as a passer, and he hasn't been precise as a passer. So you wonder how much of that is health, how much of it is just that, you know, his confidence is a little off right now. But I mean, you know, was it uplifting to sort of see him run better? Sure, but there's still a lot for him to work out to get anywhere close to what we saw last season.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Childs, last thing for you on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Which team will be representing the AFC North and hosting a playoff game coming up here in January?
Yeah, I mean, logic says it's going to be the Steelers. I mean, that game last weekend was huge, and they don't. I mean, I don't think highly of them as a team. Don't get me wrong, but they don't have a very tough schedule the rest of the way. I mean, you know, Miami's playing better, but do you see them going and winning in Pittsburgh in primetime? I don't.
If they rush for 200 yards,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I. That's just the kind of game where my gut says Pittsburgh, right? I mean, then they have to go to Detroit. That's a tough game. But then they have the Browns. I mean, we know. I mean the Browns just can't hurt you offensively. And then, you know, does it come down to the last weekend between the Steelers and the Ravens in Pittsburgh? Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. But I just you know, they have their nose in front, and I think they have a slightly easier schedule. So I think logic says Pittsburgh.
At least you didn't go full on Homer. Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Childs, if we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, happy holidays to you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Childs.
Childs Walker, everybody. We'll come back. It's the whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. And historically, a couple of cool Ravens things we'll get into on this December the 10th. Then Gabe Lax, go to Major League Baseball. The winter meetings, very much alive. The Orioles have been aggressive. They're coming home not empty, I guess. I don't know. The Rule 5 draft is today. Orioles did get the 7th pick in 2026. And then, I guess, not all loss. Who knows? But we'll talk to Gabe about that. Funhouse, Donald McGraw, more of your phone calls as well at 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny Haney, Nolan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're on the fan.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 of the Fan. We'll be Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, you want to hear a song? Pick it. Favorite female artist or band? Send that request to the Plaza for text line at 410-583-1057. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, says there's, according to reports, by him, real chance Philip Rivers could start this week against Seattle.
Man.
Real chance. Guy's on the Hall of Fame ballot, and he might be playing this week.
Yeah. Think they're going to blitz him, Bob? You know, I mean, I don't. It'll be interesting to watch. Now, Bob, if he gets killed, we kind of, you know, if he gets beat up, we kind of figured that, but what if he did well?
That saves their season.
Yeah, no doubt.
Saves it big time. And Courtney
gives him a chance.
ESPN said that the Colts were impressed with his arm strength. And his arm strength had been declining even towards the end of his Chargers career, much less when he was in Indy. replacing Andrew Luck, who abruptly retired, did get them to the playoffs 5 years ago. But Philip Rivers, there is a chance coming up this Sunday. Let me just double check the spread. Seattle's 13.5-point favorites. This is one of the late afternoon games because it's in Seattle. And the Colts right now trying to salvage their season because Jacksonville's in first and Houston has passed them in the standings. And after that brilliant start to the year, things have gone haywire for Indy here for various reasons.
Yeah, they were 7-1. Yeah, and like, if I'm not mistaken, Bob, they were number one on my Dirty Dozen.
Yes, they were for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been, I think ever since Danny Dimes kind of hurt his fibula or tibia or whatever he hurt, you know, they were kind of on the decline because they haven't been able to run it either.
In the NBA last night, of local interest, well, we don't have a team, but you get the point, a lot of Baltimore/Maryland guys in the league. Orlando beat Miami 117-108. And full disclosure, I had to give you a visual. There's my TV over my desk, and then there's the side TV. Michigan was land-based in Villanova, who Maryland will be hosting on Saturday. Michigan, that is. And Orlando and Miami. Miami was up 13-15-0 start the game, and then Desmond Bain went total crazy as Orlando beats the Heat. This is the NBA Cup, the Emeritus Cup. Two more games tonight. But Orlando comes from behind. They beat the Heat 117-108. Bain had 37. Jameer Young, Maryland for Miami. DNP, coach's decision. Knicks beat Toronto last night 117-101. Emmanuel Quickley, he sat that one out with an illness. Jalen Brunson at 35. For the Knicks as he's getting things rolling there. Then you got Portland, Phoenix, and OKC tonight. The Thunder minus SGA last game. They still win. They won 15 in a row. And the Suns are actually exceeding expectations after a slow start. Phoenix playing some pretty good basketball. Men's college basketball last night locally. It was Buffalo 83-79 over UMBC. VMI beat Loyola 86-70. And St. Jude out of Philly beat Coppin 87-65. And as we said, Maryland hosting Michigan coming up this Saturday down at the Xfinity Center, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan and you can watch on national TV on Fox. Michigan is really, really, I mean, they're blowing everybody out. They're winning by an average of like 25 points a game. I mean, they trounced Gonzaga. So back in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, that was interesting and pretty exciting thing to watch. They play fun basketball, the Wolverines do. NHL, Carolina beat Columbus last night 4-1. Capitals and Carolina will play tomorrow night down in D.C.
Yeah, that'll be a big game because if Carolina wins, they're in first place. If the Caps win, they're up by 3 points. So it is a huge game, 1-2 in the division.
It's the whip around this day in our Ravens history. A couple tidbits for you. Today's December the 10th, 2000. 25 years ago, Nolan. Don't want to make it all about me, but I was there. In the rain, PSINet Stadium, me and Uncle Dave Rommel, first team All-Metro, Polly, pitcher, 1968. Ravens beat the San Diego Chargers 24-3. In doing so, clinched playoff spot. And I was WNST at the time, and I kept saying on the air, if the Ravens win, Storm, let's tear the goalpost down. Because, you know, we didn't have a team for over a decade, and the last playoff team in Baltimore was the 77 Colts, and the Ravens called Nestor and said, tell him to stop saying that, because, you know, you're not allowed to do that sort of thing. I guess in college you can, but in an NFL stadium, that sort of thing is frowned upon. Trent Dilfer threw two touchdown passes, one to Kadri Ismail, one to Brandon Stokley. Jamal Lewis rushed for a TD. As the Ravens, as we said, clinch a playoff spot on their way to winning the Super Bowl. Nolan, 25 years ago, which is incredible. So 25 years ago, I would have been 35 years old.
And they just celebrated that on Sunday.
I'm aware of that. So, Rashawn, if you're listening, 25 years ago, I'm open for business. 25 years later, I'm closed at 9. like your fine dining restaurant. And then 2 years ago, hey, one of the great games in Ravens history, regular season games. Tylan Wallace, 76-yard punt return for a touchdown in overtime. as the Ravens outlast the Rams 37-31. That's when Harbaugh was mugging for the cameras. Remember after the game? Lamar threw three touchdown passes. So did Matt Stafford. Marlon Humphrey had a long day.
Oh, boy.
Down at M&T Bank Stadium. But Nolan, safe to say, at least during the Lamar era, regular season games, outside of clinching playoff spots, one of the better ones. Because the Rams didn't lose after that game and wound up making the playoffs. And been one of the best teams in the league since then. But, boy, that was fun to watch. Exciting. And two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks doing their thing on a Sunday afternoon.
That's up there. I might say the 2021 crazy comeback against the Colts, Monday Night Football, where they were dead in the water.
Oh, that Browns game on Monday Night Football, too.
That, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So comebacks, those always stand out in your mind.
But that was a crazy game. And Tylan Wallace, his signature play, as a walk-off punt return, which is a rare thing to see. But believe it or not, that was 2 years ago.
I think the best
2 years later,
game,
the Ravens are 6-7 chasing the crap Steelers in a crap division.
Best Ravens game I ever saw, I think, was the Denver playoff game.
Well, that was a – but I was saying the Lamar era.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 2 years ago, Ravens, Steelers, and Browns all made the playoffs.
You know what I mean? So,
where the passage of time changes things. Well, we come back, shift to baseball. Gabe Lax, USA Today, talk about the winter meetings and the moves that have been made so far. And what's the scuttlebutt about the Orioles being aggressive, trying to bring in some expensive, fancy pieces. Talk more about that with Rich Dubroff, too, at 1:30, as he's down in Orlando with the Orioles and the rest. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Say hi to Nolan. Got news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Getting you ready for the Ravens and the Cincinnati.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bengals. What's going on over the last few days and what's still to come? In the offseason, that's very much alive, even though the Orioles season ended the end of September. So we got October, November, almost December. Man, spring training starts in like 2 months. What? Where? What? Where? Who? Joining us now on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show from USA Today, Gabe Lax. Gabe, good morning. How are you feeling?
Oh, you know, it's things are moving, but could be moving a little faster. So, okay, you know, it's you always like an off season that doesn't drag into February, and I thought we might avoid that this year, but you know, we'll see.
Now, for the Orioles, apparently they were all in on Kyle Schwarber, wound up staying in Philadelphia, 5 for $150. Even the Pirates made a competitive move, but you know, that's them. From a Baltimore perspective, though, and there are a lot of fans that are skeptical, Gabe, that this David Rubenstein, Mike Elias tandem is going to be willing to spend money on potential free agents. I still think they're going to swing a trade that might be bordering on somewhat of a blockbuster-y kind of thing. But given the fact they were all in on Schwarber, should this bode well that sooner or later one of these big-ticket guys is going to take the Orioles' offer and it'll be in Sarasota come mid-February here?
I think so. They've been talking the talk and they've been walking the walk in a sense in terms of guys they've been tied to in terms of, you know, being, you know, their Schwarber activity being very real with Mike Elias pointing out that, yes, we could take on a big ticket bat and a big ticket pitcher, maybe not, you know, biggest ticket, but and they're kind of going out and doing that. And I think it really lines up for them to reel in a pitcher, you know, that they needed to do last year. And, you know, Burns, they probably didn't really have a shot on. Max Fried got away from, you know, the market real quick. I think it lines up this year because it's not it's just enough imperfection with the guys that are going to command the nine-figure salaries that I think it might align with, you know, with the Orioles reeling one of those guys in, particularly when you consider the, you know, the thirst and kind of the we must get one of these guys kind of feeling. That's I think they're going to be determined not to lose, and I think you will see a pretty big name in Sarasota in February.
Now, Cease is gone. Dylan Cease signed with Toronto over $200 million, but the Orioles apparently are in on Framber Valdez, and I think Elias might have some ties to him from the old Astros days there. Ranger Suarez is out there, Mike King, et cetera, et cetera. If they don't get Valdez, for instance, what pitcher could come in behind a Kyle Bradish? And, you know, as great as Rogers was, I want to see that for a more extended period of time, Trevor Rogers, that is. What starting pitcher comes in, solidifies the rotation enough that they truly are going to be able to compete on a nightly basis in that area, starting pitching, where they're not digging deep into the bullpen, which we saw a ton in 2025?
Yeah, I really think that if you want that guy, it's got to be Framber, just because of his track record. You know, getting across the 200-inning mark a few years back, basically only missing three starts over the past 4 years, consistently getting up around 190 innings. Yeah, I think this notion that a starting pitcher, a real bell cow, makes everybody better, I think that really applies in his case when you're able to nudge Trevor Rogers back a little bit, when you're able to have Kyle Bradish, you know, not have to take on so many innings necessarily in his first full season back, in addition to the, you know, less emphasis, less pressure on a Tyler Wells to put Dean Kramer in that appropriate spot where he can just go eat innings in the effective way that he typically can. I like Suarez. I think Ranger would be a really nice addition, but gosh, you know, you don't quite have that, 32 start track record. I feel like, you know, it would be a little bit of a disappointment, to have him as opposed to Framber Valdez, just because you're not necessarily getting that that absolute hoss that they kind of need. And again, you kind of go down that list, then suddenly you're getting into guys who have some warts. I love Michael King, and he had a really great 2024 in his first year as a just full-on starter, and then couldn't repeat it this past year, perhaps due to due to health reasons. You know, his productivity was down in that sense. So that's a little bit of a gamble, but again, a guy who could really upgrade, great stuff, you know, could really do well in the Orioles pitching program here. So, but, you know, and he'll also, you know, cost you a draft pick, which thankfully the Orioles seem to not be too concerned about that. You know, there's only so many lefty swinging guys from the ACC you can get in your system at some point. So, you know, that's definitely a refreshing approach.
Yeah, as a 60-year-old guy, I couldn't care less about what happens in 2032. I'm worried about what happens in 2026. Gabe Lax, USA Today, talking Major League Baseball. Now taking a risk, Tarek Skubal's going to hit free agency after next year. Tigers, as we know, blew the big 15-game lead in the second half of 2025. What does Detroit do in this one? Quite the conundrum that they have with a guy who could be walking after the upcoming season.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if they're tea leaves or whatnot. I don't necessarily discount the fact they may deal him. You know, I mean, it's very interesting to see the level of aggression with so many teams. You know, not only the mid-ish market teams when you're talking about Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati being in on it in a meaningful way with Schwarber, and then, you know, again the Dodgers kind of looking at it like, well, let's go all in on this next year, and then we realize that maybe on the back end of what could be a nuclear labor winter, we're going to be that much older and might need to not retool, but suddenly all their big guns are going to be deeper into their 30s. So, you know, it's funny, oh my gosh, do the Dodgers need Skubal? You know, it's the last thing they need. Well, you know, I hate to like wish ill fortune on anyone, but you know, the manner in which they use their starting pitchers in the playoffs to get through the playoffs, to survive game seven, there's almost always, you know, a deleterious effect the next year. And which isn't to say that, okay, maybe Yamamoto shows up fine in spring training, makes 30, 32 starts, everything's peachy, but it typically doesn't work that way. And the Dodgers go through starters like a cheese grater practically. So I don't necessarily discount a blockbuster deal coming, but barring that, this definitely shapes up to be an all-in kind of year for the Tigers, just because it's going to be their last year with Skubal if they keep him. So you got to upgrade that lineup a little bit. You got to get some real everyday players in there and not get by with the Zach McKinstry's, and the Colt Keiths of the world, which is why they've been connected to Bregman. That's really, really kind of lengthen the lineup and give them a more legitimate, kind of presence that keeps you away from those long slumps that they basically had the entire second half. So it's a real binary that the Tigers face. You know, sell Skubal because somebody bowls you over and a team like the Dodgers has a half dozen or more top 100 prospects, or go further all in knowing that this is going to be your biggest bite at the apple. So that's I think he still remains an intriguing figure this winter.
Gabe Lax, USA Today. Gabe, we appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll talk to you in 2026.
Which is coming pretty fast. Thanks a lot, fellas.
There you go. Gabe Lax, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you, take a phone call or two at 410-583-1057. Say hi. More in-depth to Nolan McGraw. News from the desk coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell at 12:15. Where's the midweek money? And we'll talk NFL with Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, the AFC. Right now, Denver's the best team record, or New England, rather. But are they really? And a half left. Film, Vinny will. Of the Ravens defense coming up at 1:15. Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, longtime NFL writer. He'll join us at 12:30. And hopefully in between, news from the nest and Vic Carucci will count some dough with a little buy or sell. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Darren in D.C. Darren, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'll try to be quick, and this is a little bit of heavy lifting. One, I do want to address Lamar's throwing inaccuracy. It's a hamstring. So that's his plant leg. And as a buddy of mine named Dirty Vince, who's an amateur doctor, told me that plant leg can throw everything off and stuff. At the very end, I'll tell you why we call him Dirty Vince. I got some bad news for Baltimore fans. And you guys may even say, all these years we've been together, you may cut me loose on this one. But the Ravens are going to have to make a choice at the end of the year between the Harbaugh regime, which includes EDC, or Lamar. And based off the patterns and the trends here, I think they're going to choose Harbaugh in that regime. And the reason I say that is, you know, putting my ownership hat on, which I'm not a billionaire, I'm looking at what I see on the field. Vinny, you said this about 20 minutes ago or so. The guards are horrible. I'm questioning John. I'm questioning you. See, then what do we draft Emory Jones for? What do we have Corey Bullock for? Why don't we just get this guy who allegedly can't play, the Lakin Tomlinson guy? He can't play anymore. Why are we getting these guys? And we're still running out there folks that could end up getting our franchise quarterback hurt, but at the very least are disrupting the offense. That's not happening. And, you know, unfortunately, people have to understand this too. This is a business. And we haven't heard from Mr. Bisciotti in a while that, hey, I want to win multiple Super Bowls. I don't want to own the team forever, but I want to be a winner and a champion. We haven't heard that in years. He might just be at a point where he's like, I got my ring. I like John personally. I like EDC personally. I like Lamar, and I'm happy with what I see. And that $75 million cap hit with a no-trade clause can get really ugly really fast. Unfortunately, I think we're seeing the last days of Lamar. And unfortunately for us Baltimore fans, the ones that will turn, we could be seeing our last days as Ravens fans. Real quick, the reason we call my friend Dirty Vince that is because he has an affinity for the former lieutenant governor of Virginia, Winsome Earl Sears. I'll take care, guys.
Don't know what any of that means, to be totally honest with you. But either. I'll say this, as a lifetime Baltimore sports fan, if Lamar leaves next week, you think I'm going to renounce my Ravens fandom? You keep on moving. I mean, you're a fan of the name on the front of the jersey or on the side of the helmet. Losing Lamar, which I don't think they will, would be a blow because you get rid of a franchise quarterback. Have fun replacing him. But if it comes down to Lamar versus DaCosta and Harbs, have we come to that point where a line in the sand is drawn?
I mean, Harbs just talked about being in the locker room consoling him when he's...
I mean, they got the chapstick by the case kissing that Lamar ass. Harbaugh and DaCosta do. I think Eric Bisciotti does too as well.
Yeah, I don't...
Steve Bisciotti, rather.
I don't think, you know...
Could be wrong. Who
any
knows?
Of those are going anywhere. You know, I don't think Lamar's going anywhere, period. You know, I don't think Eric's going anywhere, period. Harbs might be assistant coaches, you know, some assistant coaches, like O-line coach or whatever.
But change it if they fail to make the playoffs, which right now looks like...
There's got to be some, there'll be some change.
Like the car said, 1981, shake it up.
Yeah.
Something's getting shaken up. Nolan, what do you think?
What does Dirty Vince say?
I don't know. I thought he was going to go down the road. I'd tell you a guy named Dirty Vince.
He sounds credible.
And nothing to do with politics. But if Lamar was, if the Ravens get rid of him in the offseason, do you burn your Ravens jerseys?
No.
Are you that much of a lunatic when it comes to that?
No, I think that would be kind of close to Luka Doncic getting traded away from Dallas territory.
I agree with that.
I think you'd see a fan response similar to that.
Right.
And maybe people would denounce the team because they'd be so pissed off and... Look, I mean, it would be heavily mocked. That's the thing. Like, if they were going to move on from Lamar in that fashion by trading him, then I don't think DaCosta would survive that either. You know, I think he would suffer a Nico Harrison fate. So to say that it's one or the other, well, if you choose the regime over Lamar, I don't think the regime lasts. I don't think that scenario is even, in a hypothetical sense, even makes sense.
Well, if we're talking about from the NBA then, to use that, if the scenario was, all right, they trade Lamar for some aging, used to be kind of, sort of was.
Right.
And then,
there's a
guarantee.
Player,
right? Well, unlike the other sports, NFL, you get the first pick because you suck.
Mm-hmm.
And you've earned it. And the Ravens aren't, they're bad, certainly worse than we thought. Not that bad.
Well,
I mean,
maybe
the picks would sit on the NBA. I don't care.
Maybe the trade off would be that the league would stop screwing the Ravens with calls.
Is that what
or
it
they'd
is?
Screw their opponent.
And Chris Collinsworth would be banned from calling games because he hates the Ravens. All this other ridiculous fan nonsense. No, I don't see it.
I think that's wasted breath.
Yeah, getting rid of Lamar Jackson. Now they're going to have to do something about the salary, though. I mean, unacceptable.
That's Lamar's first on the to-do list.
And Lamar's going to want a big raise, and it'd be like, Lamar, really? You know? I mean, why?
Because, all right, we can hearken back to 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, two and a half, when he got the extension before the 23 season. He had two injury-plagued years, questioning whether or not his desire to play for the Ravens was there. The alleged incident between he and Marcus Peters at the end of the season, a year in which the Ravens did make the playoffs. You know, Snoop Hundley fumbled at the goal line, et cetera, et cetera. Yep, yep. I mean, are we going back down that road again? Because there are a lot of people, Vinny included, question Lamar's desire to be here in Baltimore.
Problem is that Lamar's the only one that knows. And yeah, if we're assuming he's going to continue to do the represent himself stuff, we kind of, like, last couple of years, brushed it to the side and said, well, there won't be any issue. One, because he's playing like an MVP. And two, you already got the headache out of the way. Now both sides know how to approach the second go-around a little bit better. But I'm not so sure. I mean, if he's really fed up with, say, the way he wasn't protected this year from an O-line standpoint, then he would have the right to go into negotiations and say, look, I mean, I risked getting hurt this year. I did get hurt. I risked serious injury on top of that. You know, I want to be compensated. I think it would be, the negotiation should be easy in theory because it should just be, all right, what did Josh Allen just re-up for? Or whoever, maybe someone re-ups between now and Lamar, and you just point to that and say that's the going rate. But is it that simple?
I'm guessing negotiations won't be simple. You think it should be. You know, he's probably going to want to be the highest paid, blah, blah, blah.
Well, why shouldn't he be the highest paid, though?
I mean, his quarterback rating, if we look at just pure stat, is still 100.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I'm his agent, that's what I'm going after. You know, I should have been a three-time MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I had one bad year because of injuries and, you know, my offensive line's bad. Otherwise, you know, because to me, if I'm Lamar, I'm like, all right, the years that I've been healthy, I was three-time, whatever.
But and it, even though he didn't win MVP, he was still first-team All-Pro.
Right.
I mean, that's a fact. That's another, hey, first-team All-Pro.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the offense was historically number one for 3 years in a row, or 2 years, you know, ever since Munkin's been there. And then all of a sudden I'm hurt and I'm missing, you know, and things aren't going right. My O-line's, you know, look at where the offense is, like, ranked 21st.
And from the Ravens side of things, I mean, what should they care about? All right, he's the second highest paid or the highest paid guy. It shouldn't matter. The only thing that should matter to the Ravens right now is lowering that cap number for the next 2 years and pushing the, that's what you do. When you have a quarterback like this and they're always constantly going to be the highest paid guy, you have to kick the can down the road. It's just part of the deal. The Bill, I just mentioned it. The Bills did it with Josh Allen. Mahomes may be a little different because he signed that 10-year deal. But
he's going to want a new one, too.
But same thing.
Not exactly with a ton of leverage either. Yeah. Lamar's got more leverage than Mahomes does right now.
Well, so, Mahomes got Super Bowl rings.
Oh, yeah, he got that. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Got news from the Nest coming up. Top of the hour. Talk more about this subject. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh. Buy or sell. Speaking of money, let's count ours, hopefully, at 12:15. We'll buy or sell. And we'll talk to Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, about what's happening in the NFL heading into Week 15. And we have our Heroes of the Week for Week 14, offense, defense, and rookie. Stick around for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.